Hey, everybody, Ron Bennington, Fez Watley, and it is the Night of 101 podcast. The next act, Fezzy, this is the one that's got the girls talking. I first heard about this from Barb, a girl. She says, this is the next big thing.
This is DJ New Style and, of course, his partner, the Germ Freak.
I think Germ Freak loves germs. So if you can, put stuff in vials and send it to him.
So you can also check him out online at djnewstyle.com, and you can also listen on Pal Talk on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. And here they are right now, DJ New Style and the Germ Freak.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knob, dick knob, dick knob, dick knob, dick knob.
Broadcasting from Midtown Manhattan. Safely isolated from Bedford, Stuyvesant, Brownsville, East Flatbush, Red Hook, Coney Island, East New York, Crown Heights, Cypress Hill, South Bronx, Mott Haven, Soundview, Jamaica, Queensbridge, as well as such islands as Long, Ellis, and Staten, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
Oh, snap. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. It's the Night of 100 podcasts. Very proud to be a part of this tonight. With me, as always, is our buddy Germ Freak. Germ, how you doing
tonight? What's going on? The Germ Freak, as I'm called. Thank you.
Please, don't.
I apologize.
Listen, when I'm doing these pleasantries, do not step over me.
All right, I apologize.
I will leave an indented fist in your putty scalp.
I apologize.
I swear to God.
Just read the fucking thing.
It's the DJ New Style Show. And it's really great to be here from the XM Studios. And I'm looking at Germ right now.
Yeah.
Germ, every time I've seen you, you've been wearing your white, I'm an old man, shoes. Your white sneakers that nobody finds fashionable.
I don't see what the problem is. Most sneakers are white. But if I wear them, they're old.
What color are mine right now? Mine are brown.
They're brown. Nobody wears brown sneakers.
Who
it's
am
embarrassing.
I'm nobody, right?
It's embarrassing.
Well, you have multiple pairs of shoes. You've bought 15 pairs of the same style shoe.
Right. I've been wearing the same sneaker since 1985. They're high-top Reeboks. And this way it prevents me from having to go to the store and search for new ones. I just keep buying the same ones. I have a supply of them.
Okay, well, you know, we call you the Germ Freak.
Yes.
The Germ Freak. The only one here.
Right.
Yeah, and that's because you're afraid of getting a little dirty. You're afraid of getting some smudges on you.
Yeah. Well, I'm the anti-germ. You know, I don't appreciate bodily fluids.
So if I were to touch you right now in the top of your head?
Well, I'd probably have to go and you bastard son of a bitch.
What?
You son of a bitch!
I put my hand oils on your face.
You sick fuck, because you were touching the goddamn subway, the goddamn handles, and you went to the fucking public bathroom, you touched my fucking head. Now I gotta fucking sterilize the fucking thing.
Not only this, I went into that fish market of a bathroom they have here, and I didn't wash my hands.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
It's okay, I'm clean.
Ass.
And you have one pair of shoes? Now, you're so afraid of germs that you just track everything in through your house?
No, I take my shoes off. But I have special house-only sneakers.
House-only sneakers?
They never leave the outside. They only stay inside. They're only indoor sneakers.
So are your feet ever not without sneakers on?
My feet are always enclosed in something. They're never bare. They're never soft. I always wear something on my feet 24/7.
Always?
Always.
And you have sex with your wife?
I keep my feet dangling over the bed.
It's such a surprise that she had sex with you.
I apologize.
You leave your sneakers on while you're having sex with your wife?
Well, listen, they do it in porn movies. The women keep their shoes on. What the fuck?
What porn movies are you watching that they have 1985 high-top Reeboks on?
Well, listen, what,
white
if, I,
ones at
what
that?
If I accidentally have to go back on the floor and go to the bathroom? I gotta make sure I'm covered.
You're gonna stop mid-stroke, go over to the bathroom. Do your sneakers have pumps on them? How old are these sneakers? They're awful.
No, I got these sneakers probably in 2002.
By the way, Reebok has shifted logos 3 times.
I see that.
Since your shoe.
Okay.
It's awful.
I apologize.
I mean, you wear these to work? I mean, it's got to be difficult. You have a professional side to your life. You're not just a bumbling idiot, you know, the entire 24 hours
of the
day.
That is true. That is true. I do have to make a living.
You do. And you have these fears of germs throughout the day. How does that affect your professional life?
You meet with
clients. You
what I do is I try to prevent from shaking people's hands by holding things in my hand. I have to hold a clipboard and some pens sometimes.
Well, like Bob Dole.
Exactly, but with that, you know,
except
I'm not,
you're not crippled.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. You're just a bumbling idiot that's afraid of shit.
I'll carry, you know, something in each hand, which will, you know, and so, when people see that, they'll say, you know what, this guy can't shake my hand, so I don't have to shake the hand.
So they'll look at you, they'll greet you, they'll extend their hand.
Right.
And because you have a clipboard and a pen.
I fumble. You know, I pretend like I can't, you know. And yeah, then they realize that,
like
you
that.
Know what? They realize I don't have to shake their hand.
So they give up, and then you go about your business.
That's
now,
true.
Now, you also work in some shady areas. I mean, what's the worst thing that has happened to you? I mean, do you wear special shoes, thicker shoes or something like that?
The more high crime the area, the thicker the soles. Because, God forbid you step on something, you don't want something to go through it. You see what I'm saying?
So what would be something that you would step on? Like a shard of glass or a knife?
Perhaps something like that. I've...
Give me the worst one.
I was in a town, city of Newark, New Jersey.
Lovely town.
And I accidentally stepped on a used prophylactic.
So you stepped on a
yes.
used condom?
Yes.
And then what happened?
After a little bit of a panic attack, I realized that...
So you lost your mind. You how did you realize
I was in an alleyway, and because I had to do something in there.
Now, let me interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you constantly.
I apologize. Go
because
ahead.
You're completely out of your mind.
Okay.
You're afraid of germs, yet you're in an alleyway.
Well, listen, I'm the inconsistent germ freak. I have to do what I have to do, but I will... Usually I look down when I walk, but I didn't look down this time. I felt something underneath my foot. Wasn't sure what it was. I pick up my shoe, and the condom is still stuck to the sole of the shoe.
Some random load is adhered to your shoe.
So
what did you do? Did you clean your shoes off?
No.
What happened?
The shoes are tainted. Those shoes are destroyed.
Destroyed.
They're destroyed. So I had to. Thank God my car was not too far away. So I got to the curb area, and I sort of just slid my sneaker off.
Well, you scraped the condom off the
box. No. Why would I do that? Because then I'm still going to have the remnants and bring them to my car. What would be the purpose of that?
So what did you do?
I slipped my shoe off on the curb, and I left my shoe on the curb.
You drove home with one shoe.
Well, what am I going to do? I'm going to bring it in the car with me?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
I've been in your car. Don't act like it's some kind of pristine, germ-free area. It's not a clean room. There's tons of just
listen
refuse
to me.
And
I'm a
slew.
Germ freak. I'm not a clean freak.
So what's the difference?
I'm concerned with germs. I'm not a neat freak. I don't care if things are over here or things are over there. You know what I'm saying?
You're touching this table.
Yes, I realize that, and I realize what's been in here as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things going on here.
Yes.
But, so you stepped on this condom. You left your shoe.
Yes.
There? I mean, did you leave it there?
I left it there,
and just drove away.
Drove off, looked through the rearview mirror, and saw the shoe there.
And you put your socked foot on the gas pedal. The gas pedal that has been tainted by other things you stepped on before.
No. It was my left foot.
Okay, so you rested.
I just rested.
Either way, your socked foot is absorbing filth.
I understand that, but I did go home and scrub.
See, this is why you're completely idiotic. You make all these rules and give all these reasons why you have to leave your shoe there, like it's something that I can't. There's nothing we can do for it. There's nothing we can do. The shoe is completely destroyed. Yet you'll just take your socked foot. You're gonna put it into your clean house sneakers. As you know, have a nice romp with your wife, but there's still germs from your car on it. You don't think about these things. You're very inconsistent.
I'm not perfect.
No, you're absolutely
now you're
going
to give me more stuff to worry about, you prick.
I mean, right. So I've been in your car. You have the gigantic pile of garbage. But, you know, to be clean, in your console, in the cup holder, you have a huge pump of Purell.
That's correct.
So you just go in the car instantly...
Yeah, I mean, as soon as I go inside the car, before I touch the steering, my steering wheel is never, nothing in my car, the steering wheel, the ignition and what have you, I'm always clean my hands before they're touched, so they're always germ-free.
Do you carry, like, some kind of a paper or something like that?
I carry wipes.
You have wipes on you now?
Of course. Okay. I wipe it down.
Don't present it.
See, I apologize.
I want to introduce you to something. This is
okay.
Called radio.
Okay.
You're not going to pull something out and do some kind of big in-between break of
listen,
a sitcom
listen, is this
reveal
what
of the product.
Is this what you're going to do now? I'm trying to tell you what happened, and I'm telling you I have wipes in my
This is actually all I do. I, Frank, I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Listen. No, I apologize.
Okay.
Deep down. Talk about your wipes some more. Let's keep your hands clean. You have fucking Band-Aids on your fingers. I'm looking at you right now.
I'm
you,
protecting myself.
You have goddamn old Band-Aids.
These are not. I just put these on.
No, they have the typical around the edge, dirty little black line.
Listen,
around where it
I just
it
put
seals.
Them on before we left.
It's disgusting.
All right, whatever.
Do you have the clumped up tissues in your hand too, and up your sleeves like a 90-year-old?
Yeah, what is it with those 90-year-old people there?
I've never met an old person that hasn't tried to give me the advice of keeping paper on me so I can wipe something down at all.
Why
times.
Do these old people feel the need to clutch a goddamn tissue 24/7?
They have nothing else.
All they're doing is clutching this tissue and it's a respirator of some sort. It's ridiculous.
They hang out in like restaurants. I was talking to our buddy YA, Young Anthony, and he said that old people really just like to hang out. That's all they ever do. Like if there's a bench in the mall, something like that. They'll just sit down for hours, and it's the greatest
thing. Right, that's their Friday night, you know, just going to the mall, sitting there with their 20-cent coffee, and
well, it's funny you say that because as a teenager, I worked at a McDonald's, and on the weekends in the mornings, they would come in, get their senior coffee for 27 cents or whatever,
right,
and they'd give me like 50 cents, like it's some kind of a big fucking favor. They're leaving me some pocket change as a tip,
right,
and then they'd sit in there all day and get the free refills and talk to their other near death friends.
I see,
and enjoy themselves. It's a mess. Old people to me, like I'm fascinated with them.
Well,
lately. Probably because I've been talking to you and you're well past your prime.
Excuse me,
what?
What did you just say?
You're well past your prime. You have a shiny, like this light is shining right on your head. These are all visuals, but I need to portray this to the people listening. You have a completely bald scalp that you've shaven down to the skin, so that like you can't grow hair as it is because you're an old man. But
excuse me, I can grow hair. I just choose not to.
No, nature chose not to allow you to grow hair. And it's gleaming off your head. You're an old man, Frank. And for me being around you, it's making me think about my own demise, my own eventual end. And that's why I'm obsessed with old people. I mean, do you ever think about these? Do you ever think about old people?
I'm just concerned with, I don't want to get to the point where if I'm old and I fall, it's a fucking catastrophe. I can remember as a kid, my mother saying, oh, Aunt Grace, she fell. Get the fuck up! I mean, she's sitting there falling. Grab onto the drapes and get up.
Grab onto the drapes?
Yeah. When the old people, oh, she fell.
She fell.
She fell. She fell.
Frank, I'm going to clue you into something here. Old people have brittle bones, and when they fall, they get hurt.
But that's just it. I don't want to be to that point. When I fall, when
you're
I'm
not
old,
going to.
I want to.
First of all, let's get this straight here.
Yes.
You're never going to see 50.
Why would you say something of that nature?
Because it's true. But the thing about the old people falling, they do act like it's a, you know, a big gigantic thing.
Yeah.
And it is.
And they brag about their aches and complaints, and they brag that they fucking fell. They brag, oh my God, I fell. You know.
You have children, right?
I have 3 children, yes.
And you hope that one day, when you get older, they're going to take care of you.
I want my children to take care of me. I listen, I'm giving them a good home. I'm giving them all the toys they need, this and the DVDs. Okay, just take care of me when I'm old.
$15 for a fucking Finding Nemo DVD, and now they have to take care of you.
But you know what was worse? Because I tell my oldest daughter, I said, you're going to take care of me, right? But she goes, Daddy, I want to have my own life.
Well, she's right. She's a smart kid.
But you know how much
Why should she waste her life and her potential taking care of her inept father?
Payback.
Payback.
I'm giving her the life of Riley, and it's payback time.
Wow, that's a good one. I actually heard my 65-year-old dad use that phrase last weekend. Life of Riley. Awful. You're already old. Are you retired yet? Have you worked on the 401k?
I'm 37 years old. How is that old?
You're not 37.
I'm 37.
You look much older.
Thank you for the compliment.
Now, think about it this way. We're all going to get old. Except you, because you're going to die young because you have no immune system.
Okay.
Would you rather have the eyes of an old person, the eyes of an old person sight, terrible, or old person mobility, as far as weak hips, weak joints? What's more important to you? The ability to get around?
No.
And don't fucking, hey, listen to me. I'm going to tell you again, Baldy. You fucking step on one thing I say, I will bruise
you. Well, spit it out of your mouth and don't drag it on for 3 hours.
Old person mobility or eyesight, what's more important?
Eyesight is
First and foremost, I will eyesight over anything.
So you'd rather be completely immobile than than see the puddle of piss that you're leaving, just leaving behind.
Of course.
You're going to let the bed that your able-bodied relatives, your daughter who wants to lead her own life.
Right, right.
Yeah. She's going to leave you on a bed to soak up in your own piss, but you want to see it. I'd rather be blind and able to move around. You get a cool dog. You get some nice
shades. That is true. That is true.
And then you die. And that's what it is. See, you're absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know what? You asked me a question, I gave you an answer, and that's pretty much where it comes to.
Thanks for stating the
apologize.
The fucking facts.
Okay, continue.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Oh, I'm the asshole.
Well, you know what? You come in here on your high horse. Just continue.
Old people, they're always hanging out at restaurants and stuff, and we met up before this show.
You met at a diner.
Yeah, we did. I know. You're looking at me like I don't know. Well, but the thing is, we met at a diner, and I noticed a few things, Sherm. The thing about the diners, a lot more in the present than in the past. The waitresses are behaving a little differently. They're starting to like prey on people that look lonely. And since you were at my table, they were starting to prey on us a little bit. Like okay. They would do some light touches on
sure,
the back,
sure.
Some jokes.
You know, touched.
You know, be friendly with you, almost flirty. A little bit flirty, to the point where I think that you were convinced that you could, if you were single, you could actually just easily bed down this waitress.
That's not something that came to my mind, but perhaps.
You don't want to say. It's okay.
I see.
It's all right. The waitress is, you know, I don't really want him to be my friend. I want him to just pretty much bring the food and just go away. Don't make any recommendations. I'm not weak. I can choose my food.
Right, but there's protocol.
What's
well, there's protocol on how you behave with the waitresses and the servers. But they like to be called servers.
Waitresses.
Okay.
Okay. I don't care what they like to be called.
Okay.
That's the thing. They start suggestive selling stuff. They, would you like some coffee, some dessert? I'll tell you what I want.
Right, right.
I'll initiate the transaction, please. Right. There's going to be no additional stuff necessary.
Right, right.
Do you feel like you're obligated to get something when they ask you if you want coffee or dessert?
Well, listen... Getting the dessert is the cap on the whole shebang. I mean, when you get dessert, they know that their tip's going to go up because you're getting the whole kit and caboodle.
So wait, you're saying that like every, well, yeah, obviously the tip's going to go up because the meal
right.
value the cost of the meal is going to go up.
Right, right.
But the thing is, they're only after the tip. They're very much like strippers at a strip club.
Oh, no doubt.
They pretty much are. It's like when the dancer comes by, she
right.
maybe comes up, sneaks up behind you. Hey, baby, you want to dance?
Okay.
You want to dance?
Okay.
Rub your back or whatever. You need a rub down. You look a little nervous.
Right, right.
You need a back rub real quick?
Absolutely.
You do?
Well, not right now from you.
Okay, well, you know, we'll get it arranged.
Yeah.
But then they do that, and they suggestive sell this stuff, and they almost get insulted when you turn them down. Like, oh, okay, now I'm making less money. Like, it's our job.
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, the more you give them, the more they want, and they just continue and go on forth. So.
And then they ask you how everything was.
Oh, and ugh, that's the worst. Because what do you do in a situation like that?
How is everything? Is everything okay?
Right, right.
What do you do?
Well, what do you do in a situation where you're getting your check, you're going to the register, and the cashier says, "How was everything?"
I just want to ignore it completely. I don't want to make any issue, because even if something's bad, I don't want to bring it up.
Right, right.
I'll go there again. I'm going to be going there again. I don't need them to know me as the guy that, oh, he didn't like the fucking
right,
burger
right.
now.
Well, you know what it is?
I'm going to put something in his cheese.
Well, you get to the point where, you know, you have to have kid gloves when dealing with the servers. You don't want to complain. You want to make sure you get your food first before you complain about anything.
You know what's awful? Before you even get the food, you have the menus out, and they'll come by and
oh.
What?
If my fucking head, listen, how do you know somebody's reading a book? Because he's got it open. Okay?
He's got it open.
If I got the menu open up, don't ask me if I'm ready yet.
You really are a psychopath.
Don't ask me if I'm ready yet. I hate when they come up to me and say, "Are you ready?" Do you see my fucking face is buried in this thing? Do I sound like I'm, do I look like I'm ready?
Jesus Christ. I was just going to say this was something that, you know, irritated me a little bit. This is a psychotic passion for you.
I hate it. I hate it when you go to the fucking, when you go to the fast food thing, you go to the speaker. Can I help you?
Could you give me a chance to read the fucking menu, for Christ's sake?
So you want them to stay silent before you get your just shitty food that's going to kill you before your kids are 12?
Hello, welcome to so-and-so. Just let me know when you're ready. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be here all the day. Just let me know when you're going to get a cheeseburger or a hamburger.
This is what I do. So they say to me, can I help you? I say, in a minute. But then I'm afraid if I say that, they're going to get pissed off and get nasty and do something to my food.
You ask. Don't say in a minute. You have to ask them.
Why should I ask them?
Because they're in control of everything.
I'm the customer.
No. Okay. They're in control of the entire thing. This is why I don't ever send food back. I never want to inconvenience the kitchen. More work for them is more resent for me. They're going to resent me more if I give them more stuff, like you send it back or whatever. What you're doing is you're upsetting them by saying, hey, hold on. I haven't decided if I want a four or six
piece. Well, you see, you know what? You're right. In situations like that, though, I feel as though I'm apologizing to them for their mistake. Like if I ask for a burger with onions, they forget the onions. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I think that you forgot something here. And if you apologize to them, it'll soften the blow and they won't get as pissed off.
You do kind of disarm them a little bit. And they're less likely to dip their balls in your meal or whatever.
Right.
Is there a proper procedure to, like, you get your meal and it's not quite right. Maybe there's something missing.
You never complain. You never, ever complain about the meal, okay? If something was forgotten or something was missed, you just ask for a side order, okay?
What do you mean side order?
Listen. Say you ask for the cheeseburger deluxe and they just give you the regular burger without the fries and everything, okay? You just and then they give you the burger. Can I just have some? Can I have an order of fries as well? Okay, because if you say to if you let them know they fucked up, they're gonna contaminate your food.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have semen on those fries.
Right. You see.
That's right.
Additional is okay. Revision is no good. Revising your order is no good.
Additional services. So they look at it, hey, this is just more food that he wants.
Right.
So it's not like them redoing something.
Right.
I get you. They're not pissed at you because they don't have to redo work.
They don't have to redo it. Exactly.
So you're saying order it as a side dish.
Order it as a side dish.
And then the moment you get it, you're all good.
Well, what I say to them is, because you forgot this the first time.
You scold them?
I scold them. It's okay. Once you get the food, you could call them whatever the fuck you want.
So they put the fries down right in front of
right.
you. And you say... Because you forgot this the first time.
Because you forgot this the first time. Right. Once that food is in your possession, you could do whatever the fuck you want. You could be an arrogant prick because the food is already there and there's no way they contaminate it anymore.
And then the second trip back to the place, they remember you and...
Well, listen.
You're getting some
just don't go
food.
Back there again. You know what I'm saying?
It's awful. So you want to get it ahead of time.
Absolutely.
I never send anything back. I take what I get. That's my thing.
Absolutely.
I went to the same place... to get the same meal for like 2 years, and it was a turkey burger with broccoli. It's very healthy, Jerm. I eat good. I don't wait in a drive-thru like you do.
I see.
And chastise the people that are going to bring me my food. And one time, I got the broccoli, and there was a living slug on it.
Oh, boy.
Usually, you cook broccoli, you soak it in salt or whatever.
Right, sure.
First of all, you don't know. You've never cooked broccoli in your entire life. You're yesing me to death.
Adding to the story.
I'm the fucking top chef.
I'm pretending like I'm interested. Just continue.
So I had a living slug on my fucking broccoli. And they're like, oh, they noticed it because they walked by. And they said, oh, no, we'll get you another one. I didn't fucking let them take it back. I took my burger, threw the broccoli out, ate the burger, never went there again. I will never send it back. Ever. You'll just fucking wait. You'll do the side order trick.
I don't send it back either. I just do the side and ask for additional. That's all.
And then they recognize you after you begin berating them. The next time you go there, they're going to fucking... What do you do then? Do you never go to the place?
The chances of them... They have so many customers. The chance of them remembering me is slim to none. Okay?
Yeah, believe me. You are very forgettable.
Now, what do you do when you're at the table with a group of people and you're having a nice conversation and the waiter or waitress comes over to clear some things? Do you stop your conversation?
If I'm in mid-conversation, I'll start... I'll just kind of wait until they go away. I feel like they come over there, they're trying to inject themselves in my social circles.
Exactly.
Not that I'm any great shakes, as they say, but I feel like my conversation is so important that why share secrets with this commoner
bringing
my fucking food and taking glasses away?
Right. So I'll stop what I'm saying, and I just wait for the person to leave, and it's just a very, very awkward.
I don't want people talk. I don't want people interrupting me, give me the thumbs up, little Joe. That's a good burger. I don't want any banter from the waitresses. I don't want any of that shit.
No, I just want. I don't want to be your friend. I just want to eat my burger and move on.
But you're friendly with people. If they engage you, you feel like you have to talk to them again.
Well, listen, I have to be nice. As long as I don't have to touch him.
I just don't even look him in the eyes. Like a homeless person that shakes a cup, as long as you don't make eye contact, there's no guilt to be had. So with the waitresses that talk to you, just don't even look at them. Look at your fucking bowl of soup or whatever and just ignore them. They'll go away.
Right. Okay, fine. I'll keep the note of that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned tipping a little while ago.
Tipping.
And we all know, in our group, obviously. I say we all, like, everybody's fucking heard us talk before, but we're just a bunch of fucking nobodies that is speaking on a fucking national platform now. But you don't tip well. You are a stingy tipper.
I'm not a stingy tipper. I tip what I feel is appropriate. I don't go overboard. I tip 15% based on the subtotal.
Well, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
I apologize.
You off the subtotal, which is completely wrong.
No, it is not. Anybody who's educated knows it's the subtotal.
You're fucking them over. That's why I'm surprised. You've probably ingested so many bodily fluids, you have no idea. And they probably look forward to you coming there so they can, you know, at least save the trip to a bathroom break. They'll just use your fucking plate of fries. It's awful. You feel like that you want to just give a flat tip for every meal. Like,
well, listen, how much more effort is it for the waitress to bring you a plate of lobster as it is to bring you a plate of a hamburger? How much more effort is it? Is it the same trip? She's going back
the
one?
The fact that you're even saying this,
she's going back
just
one,
speaks fucking volumes.
How much more effort is it?
So you're going to tip $5 at a diner. You think that you should drop $5 when you get lobster?
Exactly.
You are fucking
exactly
warped.
I'm tipping her for the work that she did. Why should I base it on the cost of the meal? I'm tipping her for the effort and what she gave to me.
I hope someone hears this that works or that has received a shitty tip from you, and I hope they impale a fork in your fucking face right now. It is awful. $5 you're gonna tip all the time. You want to just tip a flat amount because, oh, you know, they're only carrying a fucking plate out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same amount of work. Absolutely. Why should I pay
it's
more?
Gratitude.
Gratitude toward what? Gratitude toward the prices that the restaurant decides to charge for something? Let me ask you a question.
God.
Say the lobster costs the same as the burger. Would you tip more for the lobster?
I go off the total like a fucking human. I go off the total.
I see.
That's what everybody. That's what we've all decided on. It's a fee so that you don't get fucked when you go there again.
Right, right.
I'm very paranoid as far as people handling my food.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not the germ freak. You obviously are the germ freak.
Right.
But I have to admit, I don't like people fucking with my food.
I don't think anybody does.
You're going to eat after we're done doing this, right?
I will have consumption.
I am going to handle your food. I'm going to put my fist right into your plate after shaking the hand of every bum, everybody. I'm going to get germs on your food.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely awful. So enough of this riveting diner chat.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and people hang out in the restaurants a lot, or they hang out in bookstores or whatever. People study. That's gotta drive you insane. Just couches anywhere.
Well, you know what pisses me off? When people go to the goddamn bookstore and they treat it like their goddamn den. They go in there, they sit on the... Oh, I get so angry. They sit on the couches.
Why do you get angry? You're not sitting on these couches.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Barnes & Noble, for example, okay? They go in there. They sit on the couches. They take their fucking shoes off. And they sit on the goddamn couches with their disgusting, stinky-ass sock feet.
God forbid a human takes their shoes off.
Listen to me.
Once in their fucking life.
This is not their family room. They get cozy. They get their latte and they get all cozy and comfy and they have their book in their hand.
God, it sounds horrible.
Get your fucking book, get your latte, and leave. Don't make it your fucking den, for Christ's sake.
Why is this bug you so much?
There's nothing more foul than somebody's disgusting, dirty ass socks, and they fucking rub their feet all over the fucking couches. It's just, I saw one where this lady had a fucking Afghan, for Christ's sake. She had an Afghan.
She wants to be
Afghan.
Warm. She wants to be warm. She's reading a book.
Oh, she's all cozy and comfy. Just get your goddamn
blasting
book and go home.
Blasting a couple of fucking farts right into the cushions.
Oh, it's
got to be lovely.
And those cushions, they're so fucking stained and disgusting. I have to, when I walk past the couches, I have to be 5 feet from the couches.
Do you enjoy anything? Is there anything that you genuinely like? Or do you just look at a bookstore and say this is a haven of debauchery?
I see the negative in people, and I work with that.
The negativity.
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 I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. Well, so you go into the Starbucks, even people have their laptops. This has to drive you insane.
Well, why are people bringing their goddamn books and everything in there and to study, you know? It's just ridiculous. It's not a library.
Where did you study? You obviously went to school, correct?
Yes, or no? Yes, I did!
Stammering and yelling like a fucking madman.
I apologize.
Listen to you.
I get very aggravated with the whole bookstore thing. It just irks me.
About Starbucks and people learning. They're preparing for exams.
I love Starbucks.
You do?
I love it. Love it.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You do? You get the same thing every time, obviously. You're a creature of habit.
Of course.
What do you get?
Venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam.
Has anybody ever struck you in the face after saying that?
No, but I did get a couple of dirty looks.
You should.
It's embarrassing, but I enjoy
it. You're embarrassed by having to order the proper menu item.
Well, I think most people are.
No, most people
are. Because they'll name it something very embarrassing, and then you don't want to really say it.
Like the sizes at Starbucks. Obviously, they have tall.
Right.
Grande.
Right.
You say small, medium, large.
I say, give me the biggest one you got.
Well, like you're some kind of a fucking brazen coffee
enthusiast. But the venti.
Give me whatever you got.
The venti. Is it venti or venti?
Is there an AY or an A at the end or an E? No, there's a fucking I. It's venti.
All right, venti. The venti.
I'm here to defend Starbucks like some kind of fucking asshole. This is just worthless. Listen to me. The fact that you go in there and you order the same thing.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
And you punctuate it with extra hot.
Right.
Just drives me insane.
It's 10 degrees hotter than
the
regular.
They fucking give you hot coffee. Why
no,
do you need it extra hot?
No, it's not hot enough. I want to burn my tongue and lips every time I take it out of that fucking hole. I want to burn it.
Well, I hope to get this audio later so I can make up a nice nice fucking production piece about you tonguing holes just to get the hot goodness out.
Well,
you
listen.
You fucking creep.
I apologize.
Yeah, so somebody's studying, they have their MacBook or whatever.
Yeah,
they're getting ready for exams. What's it to you? You're going through a fucking drive-through Starbucks. You're not even entering the place. And you see people, and your day is completely ruined. What is wrong with other people do ruins your fucking life?
It bothers me when people try to make themselves comfortable in a spot that they should not be comfortable in. Go home and be comfortable. Don't come to a Starbucks and be comfortable.
Don't tell people to be comfortable when you've never been comfortable in the last 50 years of your life.
What's that supposed to mean?
I said 50. I didn't go too high.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're old. You're really old.
Yes.
Well, you're also old, and you're very, very worried about how the public perceives you, to the point where you overthink your actions. Something that you're interested in maybe engaging in, you like to make sure that it would be okay. You don't want to be perceived as being a little flighty.
Right.
You might want to not be perceived as being a little gay. Is it gay? That's right. This is the part of the program where Germ Freak tends to his vast array of files of things he's scribbled down into a notebook that he's probably wanted to engage in. But he's just not quite sure if it's gay or not.
Right. Well, and when I utilize the term gay, I don't mean homosexual. I just mean effeminate.
This is from the guy who wanted to suck hot liquid out of a hole and enjoy himself. So what's the first thing?
Is it gay for two guys to eat ice cream together?
So you've dreamt of this?
I have not dreamt of this, but is it
on the way up here, did you picture me and you eating ice cream together?
No, I did not. I'm wondering if we ever get to that situation where we get ice cream, would it be gay for us to eat it together?
Go to a Cold Stone, maybe? Share a bowl?
Yes, absolutely.
Two spoons?
No, but listen to me.
I don't know. I think it might be, it could be perceived as a little gay.
Especially if they're eating ice cream cones together. Because they're licking, their tongue's coming out. It's just very, very effeminate.
You ever see the point where a guy gets the ice cream cone where he has to, like, almost deep throat it?
Exactly.
I've seen people fucking deep throat ice cream cones.
Right, right.
I don't know if they're sending messages out to me.
Right,
I don't know
right.
if I should look out. It's fucking disturbing. They just
right.
don't want it to drip that much, or they really want to practice their fucking their gag reflex.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
I mean, so you think it's gay?
I think it's totally effeminate, yes.
So if we went to Cold Stone right now,
yes,
or I don't need to fucking plug Cold Stone, but if we went to, Jesus Christ, we're fucking talking about Cold Stone, Starbucks, Barnes & Noble, every strip mall in America we're fucking plugging right now. But if we go over to an ice cream place, I get a cone and you get a cone, you sit across from me.
Right. I will have my back facing you because I don't want to see you eating it because it would be embarrassing.
You think it's gay?
It's totally. We're sticking
gay.
Our tongues
not,
out at each other for
I'm
Christ's
sake. I'm not going to fucking do that, first of all. I know that's your dream, your fantasy.
It is
it's
not
never
my dream.
Going to fucking happen.
It is not my dream.
Flip over a couple pages in your fucking notebook. What do you have here? What is something else that you just pondered?
Is it gay for two guys to watch porn together?
I think it is. I personally think it is.
Depends on the porn, no?
Well, and it also depends what they're doing with it. Are they eating a bowl of popcorn, just, you know, look doing it for laughs, or are they doing it for what porn's intended for?
Well, I mean, if it's, because essentially, you're watching naked guys, if they're in the porn, you're watching naked guys together, if that's the porn you're looking at, with, you know, man and woman.
Oh, well, you see, you added the woman in because you were worried that your description of porn might be the next question
on
this thing.
No, I meant total, like, girl-on-girl thing. You know what I'm saying?
You mentioned guys. How is it girl-on-girl?
That's what I'm saying!
No, you're not.
Is it less gay if two guys watch a lesbian video as opposed to a heterosexual?
I don't ever want to be aroused and you're my friends. I don't want to have a fucking hard-on standing next to you. Not that that's, you know...
I see.
Not that it hasn't happened, but... Don't worry about it. We're going to eat ice cream later. You'll find out all about it.
Thank you.
What do you have next? What's going on? Hey,
is it gay for a guy to wear sandals or open-toed shoes?
Again with the shoes with you. I think you just want to be comfortable and you hate yourself so much that you can't bring yourself to
be comfortable. What is more repulsive than a male foot?
You.
Okay. I think it's a little feminine. Don't show your toes. Don't show your feet. You keep them closed up like a man in work boots.
Like a man.
Like a man.
You go to the beach, right?
Have you been
to a beach?
I've been to the beach.
Thank you. Do you see people wearing fucking cowboy boots as they're approaching the surf? What do they wear? Either no shoes or fucking sandals.
I understand that. But you should, in times where you're not at the beach, you should have them strictly covered up and enclosed.
It's going to be the summer. People want to relax. That's definitely not gay. In my opinion, you think it's gay. You think it's a little effeminate.
I don't even think men should be ever barefoot. That's gay. Don't even be barefoot.
What about the shower?
That's an exception.
Oh, so that's the one time you take your sneakers off?
Oh, of course. Okay. But I have them right there.
Yeah, good. So you're not completely a lost cause. What's next in your fucking idiot file of gayness?
Is it gay for a guy to be afraid of bees?
What? Where does this even come from?
Excuse me?
Where does this shit even come from? Did you see somebody run from a hive? And that guy really loves balls.
How effeminate is it to watch a guy run from a bee?
Have you ever run from a bee?
No comment.
Yeah. A little self-doubt there, right?
I see.
Yeah.
Is it gay for a guy to wear white pants?
White pants. After Labor Day or before?
Well, it doesn't matter in this situation. Is it gay?
I think it is a little big guy.
It is
white pants. Come on,
absolutely.
What are you fucking? What are you in the Navy?
Absolutely.
What's next?
By
the way, I'm looking at this. You're just scrolling through things that you've jotted down.
Yeah, I've jotted because I was driving in the car.
You have detailed files on things that may or may not be gay.
I'm driving in the car sometimes, and I know situations are gonna come up, and I want to be able to approach them appropriately.
What's the next one?
Is it gay for a guy to use an umbrella?
How the fuck could an umbrella be gay?
Because guys should not fear the elements. Guys should not fear weather. Are guys fearing raindrops?
People don't want to get fucking wet. That's why the umbrella was invented. Not because you want to swallow a cock, but because you don't want to have rain on you. That's what it is. Do you like an overhang? An awning? Why not remove the roof if you're so fucking willing to expose yourself to the elements? Live in a fucking an open-top box and let fucking thunder and rain just ruin your life. Then you'll truly be a straight man. by the way, that's completely not gay.
And that's the conclusion of, is it gay?
Really? Very, very nice. Very nice. Now you know. Now you can engage in none of those things.
Absolutely.
Except the umbrella. Get an umbrella. What are you doing walking to your car in the rain with no umbrella? Like someone's going to perceive you as being tougher because of it.
Well, it's just a matter of you know, I'm able to withstand rain. It's water. You're afraid of water?
No, it's not that you're afraid of
right,
it.
Well,
it's that you don't want it on you.
Exactly. Okay.
Why do you use so much Purell? Are you afraid of the germs or you just don't want them on you?
Okay, point duly noted.
I think you are truly afraid of it. You son of a bitch.
Copyright?
What?
Did you say goddamn son of a bitch?
No, I said you son of a bitch. What are you talking about copyrights?
I thought you used one of my lines.
You have copyrighted lines.
Yeah, of course.
What have you copyrighted? Let's hear these magical things that you've copyrighted.
I've invented some acronyms.
Acronyms? Like what?
DWI.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
What is it? Okay, let's go through it.
DWI is deal with it. I create that acronym, deal with it, and I utilize DWI.
Jesus. You're a puffy sticker that comes out of a fucking bubble machine.
I create TFB, too fucking bad.
You might be the most sassy fat woman I've ever met.
And what happens is when I utilize these terms, I want people to say copyright germ freak because I create them and I want to have, I want to make sure people recognize my genius.
No one cares about this as much as you do to give you credit for accidentally saying something you think you created.
Right, right.
Okay, I'll humor you. What are some of the other things that you've created?
That you've generated? I apologize is one of them. I say I apologize a lot.
You should.
Okay.
You absolutely should. Everywhere you go, you should say, I apologize. Everything you do should be punctuated with, I apologize.
Okay.
Maybe you should stop apologizing. Maybe thank some fucking people.
Maybe you're right.
Maybe you should. You go, thank the waitresses that bring your food.
Excuse me? I'm not going to. Why should I thank them?
Because they did something for you.
Who's the customer?
You're the customer.
So shouldn't they be thanking me for patronizing their business? Why would I thank
that's
them?
That's the cashier's job. You take the
skanky
mints.
Excuse me? I don't understand the whole concept of thanking the business, okay? I'm giving you income. You thank me.
It's polite. That's what it's called.
No, it's not polite.
It's completely
rude. They should
rude.
Say thank you to me. I never say thank you to them ever. Ever.
Ever.
Never, ever, ever.
So you go and you get a full tank of gas. And the guy comes to your window and he says, hey, have a nice day. And you say, hey, thanks.
Pretty much.
That's it?
I will not say thank you.
You won't say thank you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm the one giving them the business. They should be thanking me. Okay? I'm giving them the business. Why should I
thank... Gee, Beav, don't let them give you the business. You're fucking out of your mind.
Oh, that's a nice quote from 1965.
Yeah, you were 12.
I apologize. Anyway, but seriously, why should we thank them?
Because this is the whole fucking thing. You missed some lessons in your life. You ask a lot of questions. You really don't know a lot of things.
You keep saying they're doing a service. We're doing a service by patronizing their business.
It's a common courtesy. Someone puts fucking gas in your shitty fucking car that has Newark cum on it. You just say thank you. It's not a big deal. It's not a big fucking deal. You're not surrendering any masculinity by saying
thank
you to somebody.
That. I will not do that. That's not my speed.
You won't thank somebody for receiving a service. I think your kids are going to be set on the wrong path.
First of all, are you a parent? That's what I thought. Don't tell me how to raise my kids.
You need to let me answer.
I think I already know the question.
You know the question because you asked it.
Exactly.
You wanted the answer, and it's
no. Don't make a comment of like that if you don't know anything about it.
You're trying to be witty. You're trying to be a little bit...
Why are you sassing me?
Sassing you.
Why are you sassing me?
What are you talking about?
Why are you sassing me?
Because you deserve to be sassed.
I apologize.
Everything you say should be met with complete... Complete
Listen,
unabashed disgust.
What you're trying to say is I'm not teaching my kids a good lesson. I teach my kids a good lesson, especially how to behave in public and things of that nature.
Kids are great and all that, yeah. But other people's kids, strangers' kids just irritate the shit out of me.
I hate them. I hate
know what really rips my stomach is when you see a fucking 3 or 4 year old with a goddamn pacifier in his fucking mouth.
Still with a diaper on.
Oh, I want to rip that fucking pacifier and let him suffocate, for Christ's sake. It's disgusting.
You have no joy in life.
Maybe
you have
you're
no
right.
joy. You want to suffocate fucking 3 year old.
I want to take the fucking parents and put their fucking heads together. Okay, why does your 4 or 5 year old have a fucking pacifier in his mouth?
Why you had one in just about 10 minutes before we started recording this?
I don't appreciate that comment anyway.
You did, and you do it on other porn
and
sites.
And what pisses me off is when
adult
I go
adult baby porn is what you're into. That's what you do.
But that's twisted, and I don't appreciate that.
Yeah, a little twisted.
What pisses me off is the fact that I went with my family to a restaurant the other night, and there's a kid in the other booth standing up staring at me. I hate when kids stare at me. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I just want to rip their fucking teeth out. I hate it.
Such violence towards
don't
children.
Don't stare at me as I'm eating. You're making me feel very awkward, and I give them the finger because they don't know what it is. They don't know what I'm doing.
You give them the finger.
Yeah, they don't know what it means.
You flip off a kid who's just trying to see.
I
just trying
the,
to watch a.
I give him the double whammy with the double bird.
This kid's just trying to watch a walrus eat his fucking happy waitress.
I just mouth to them, fuck you. Okay, because I don't want them looking at me when I'm eating. I'm enjoying my hamburger here. Don't sit there kneeling on the fucking booth with your fucking head over it, looking at me. Yeah. I'm here to enjoy myself.
I hate when the kids stare, but I've never felt such a fucking rage as you have with the wanting to rip out their teeth and fucking yell "fuck you" to them under your breath. Yell under your breath, whatever.
Absolutely,
fuck that.
Absolutely.
Fuck you too.
Okay.
And fuck the kid that's staring at you.
Oh, it's awful. It's just awful.
So you do this like at a grocery store, at a restaurant. You see the kid like crying or whatever. Have you ever done it? You want to actually make the kid fucking upset?
Well, yeah, I get gratification in seeing the kid cry. Like if I'll make a mean face or something, and I just get pleasure out of seeing the kid cry. Absolutely.
I'm gonna admit it. I like staring down at the occasional kid, making him cry. I'm not a good person, and I understand that, but
right.
Something about making a kid cry, and the parent has no idea. Like, oh, what's wrong?
Right, right.
What's wrong, Peter?
Right, right, right.
I just fucking stared him down while I'm picking out pasta.
Yeah, yeah, and then you just run off, and they don't know what's going on. You just run into the fucking rice aisle or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Rice aisle.
Well, whatever.
Just hide out by bags of rice.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Fucking awful. Yeah. You're a monster of a person. Well. You're eating your dumb burger, probably by yourself. And this family's trying to have a nice outing at whatever shitty rat hole diner you've dragged yourself to, and that's pretty much it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's insane. I'm amazed that you've had kids.
Three of them.
Yeah, I'm amazed that you've had kids. And you are of Italian descent, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're very proud of this.
Well, just as much as anybody would be of their descent, I'm sure you're proud of your descent.
I'm half Italian, I'm half pretty much every other goddamn thing. One thing that gets me is the guy with the Italian tattoo. Don't get me wrong. I have no ill will against Italians or anything like that. But when everybody fucking lives just for... Yo, fucking Italy! That's what I'm about.
You know what your problem...
Napoli Don!
You know what your problem is? You're not proud to be Italian.
I'm proud of everything I am. I'm not just proud of that one section of my nationality or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I'm not strictly just all about that.
Right.
Do you realize that your wife is an Italian, right?
No.
What is your wife?
She's Irish.
Oh.
My beautiful wife, Donna, is Irish, yes.
Your kids could never join the mob.
That is true.
Your son will never be in the mob.
That is true. That is true.
And you have half-breed children.
Excuse me?
No, that's it.
You're a half-breed, too.
I'm going to see him, and I'm going to fucking yell, fuck you to him. Just right out of their face, make him cry.
Ugh.
Fucking half-breed.
Asshole.
You fucking half-breed. Pop your collar, you fucking, fucking Ginzo. Fucking awful. I don't know why we got into such a spin.
Ugh.
It's fucking awful. Pumping my fucking fist. Just feeling it out, Jeremy. You know what? I am proud of being Italian. Proud of being half Italian now. I'm going to go to Bar A and fucking dance with my fucking hat on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do. Jeremy, we've had a great time here on the night of 100 podcasts.
Absolutely. It's just been wonderful.
It's been magical. Magical.
That's a good word.
It is.
It is.
Absolute magic. We stepped into the studio in a puff of smoke.
Yes.
I saw stars and unicorns. It was amazing.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. And it was great to be picked. Great to be selected. I feel like the...
It was an honor.
I feel like the high school team that gets to play the States at Giant Stadium. Sitting in this XM studio right here. It's unfortunate
better.
That my fucking my co-host is you, though. I have to
Excuse
say,
me?
There was a long list of people.
Yes.
One of them, top of the list, was Crazed. Unfortunately, he got his own show.
That
he
is
couldn't
true.
Be here tonight.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. Looks like it's all for us here. A little stutter because I'm getting a little teary-eyed, Jerm. Night of 100 Podcasts. Thank you very much to Ron Bennington, Fez Watley, everybody here at 202, especially Pitsy helping us out.
Eastside Dave as well.
Eastside Dave, naturally. I mean, where would we be without Eastside
Dave?
That goes
without saying.
Where would we be?
We
have to thank Barbara, a girl, again, and young Anthony, 88. Everybody, Casey, Solera, Alki.
Rob Giggs. Raphael.
Rob Giggs, yeah. This is turning into a fucking Oscars acceptance speech.
This is ridiculous.
Speech.
I apologize.
Make sure you check us out every Tuesday night, the DJ New Style Show, 9 to 11, East Coast. On Hear Us Talk, that's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears, Jerm, not necessarily the location, that's hearustalk.com. You can hear Best in Show there, here on the previous night of 100 Podcasts.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it should.
Thank you.
It should. Thank you.
XM202, the virus.